Egypt and Libya, something is happening really big. And then we get, what's the state of the shift that you see? I mean, is there reason to be very optimistic, pessimistic?
I don't know. When I go back to Swami, when he talks about erectile dysfunction.
What? Erectile?
Erectile.
Erectile dysfunction.
Yeah. Because what he's pointing, he's so good with those puns, but they really make you understand what's going on. Take a look. When the Supreme Court was going with the business with the Chads and all that kind of stuff, and nobody in America went on strike. And I tell you right now, I have the feeling that the media keep us asleep. They keep us in a trance, and it's gonna. So I'm not very, very. How would I say? Very sanguine about what's going on. It's difficult. On the other hand, we were talking about the tree before, and I want to mention something about the tree. Howard Thurman, who was my Schwarzer Rebbe, my Black Rebbe, was a remarkable person. Talked about the growing edge. Underneath the bark, there's a growing edge that draws from the roots and brings the moisture up. And if you can imagine how far on an old redwood tree, how far you have to bring this up. A pump couldn't work that way, so high to bring it up, and yet it brings up that moisture to the top. So in East of Eden, what was his name?
Steinbeck.
Steinbeck has a story in which one brother, who is a fundamentalist, kills a tree whom the brother loves very much by cutting off the growing edge from the tree, and that killed the tree because no longer was it able to go up. Every culture, every religion has a growing edge at this point. The growing edge seems to be weak. It's not as strong as the wood of the tree. In fact, the wood of the tree is what's dead of the tree. And every year there's another circle that is there. You go to Muir Woods and you can see a tree that was cut, and it shows you over here was the time when the Magna Carta was written. And so you see all the history there in those various parts. That's tradition. Tradition holds the tree up, but tradition alone would not be able to hold on, because after a while it began to rot. What's necessary is a growing edge for it. If anybody thinks that they'll make Orthodox Jewish renewal, they're wrong, because the next year there'll be another growing edge. And so it is very important to understand that. And that gives me a little bit of hope, and I'll tell you how and where. Somebody once said that in certain ways, there won't be any shift and change except one funeral at a time. And when I think of the Curia in Rome, and I think about people in Israel, and they don't want to have the separation of church and state, and there's a big cancer growing there from people who don't contribute to the state and yet draw up a lot of energy and so on and so forth. It's pretty bad. So what's the good stuff that's possible? So here is again, when Eve was telling about Paul Hawkins' book, Blessed Unrest, that you see that the structures, including the structure that's built on our Constitution, I took along a printout of the Constitution, I've never read it in detail. It's such a confused document. With all the, because it was good at one point, but it was, how would I say, it was horse and buggy machinery, and it wasn't yet at the level where we need to be at this time. It doesn't hold up to where we are socially, where we are spiritually, where we are technologically. If you still have a college of electors, it is such a, electoral college. It's such a stupidity to do this in our day today. But people, they think that's sacrosanct, and that's a mistake. So these structures are falling apart. On the other hand, underneath, they're growing little groups and they don't even know from each other. When I was a kid, I'd have to wait until Papa would begin to eat. But meanwhile, Mother had served me the soup. And on top of the chicken soup, there were those little bits of schmaltz floating on top. And I would take my spoon and I would take one little over to the next, and to the next, to the next, until I had just one big eye of that there around.
And making so, unification so making young.
That's right. I have the feeling that what we need to do now is just become evangelists for our point of view. I'm sad about the fact that the more you become aware of what's going on, the less you want to go out and share with other people and socialize your awareness. So I keep saying to people, if you meditation isn't enough, you have to socialize the meditation. And unless you can do it in twosies and threesies and make it larger and then bring it together, it's not going to happen. The change that we want to do by revolution means that here karma is coming down the pike and you want to stop it. It is the irresistible force and you want to have the immovable object, yes? That would create a catastrophe. So, Elgin, Dwayne Elgin, has a thing that he talks about the, how will it help me out?
Voluntary simplicity?
Yeah, and then he has about the rudder. The rudder.
Oh, the trim tab.
The trim tab effect. A ship cannot change so quickly to move. And imagine a big ocean liner is on its way down and it has to make a turn. And so you move the rudder in one way, but the rudder won't move because the water pressure against the rudder is far too great. So the rudder needs a little rudder. And that's called the trim tab. And that moves the rudder over to the place that the ship can change.
Make just a ripple.
We need to find the place where with a minimum of brute effort, a minimum of effort, we can affect the greatest shift. And that means that we have to go out, we have to talk to other people, we mustn't be ashamed. The fact that we don't have front porches anymore is very bad. Our social fibers have become very, very small. When you're talking about how the Arab women are going to do it, it's very clear they still have extended families, they still have clans, they still have tribes.
And they may still have a village well.
Right. And when you go to what's happening in Afghanistan, you see that the American politicians don't understand the social web that's going on in Afghanistan. That's the reason why they can't do anything about it. So that's what I'm trying to say. We have to talk to each other, we have to understand, and we have to create. What's a chavura? A chavura is a way of saying we are making a tribe for ourselves too. And that's important because the natural tribes have been upset by social mobility. We don't live in the same home with grandparents who really are the ones who could give children the family values, because my father was my Oedipal enemy, but my grandfather is my Oedipal ally. And so that's the possibility of giving things over, but it's not happening this way, so we have to have a renta baba, a renta zaidi, you know, where you become when elders become those people who help out. And that's going to be very important. So that's what I think. Thank you.